Hashem appointed in Siman and Beis and Gimel. Shem Shibur points out that it's proper not to skip in Pesukah de Zimra. And for that purpose, a person should make sure they come early. And many Anshei Maisa would, even if they came late, they would misspell a Kesidron in order not to affect the way the Tefillahs are brought up to Shemayim. So, but obviously, if a person, our Pesach is that we do skip, but a person should not be in that situation in the Chachila. If a person comes late, so you're allowed to be skip in order to be Masvik Tefillah B'tzibur. But you're not going to be Masvik Tefillah B'tzibur, which means that you start Tefillahs Lachash with the Tzibur. So then you should daven, if you're not going to accomplish that, you daven Keseder. Are there other reasons which allow a person to skip? So Marsha the Shulby talks about a person that has to get to work on time, and the only way he can get if he would daven Keseder, he'd end up being too late to get to work. So a person will be allowed to skip in that situation. Again, obviously, that's not l'chadchila. L'chadchila is a person should make arrangements that he should be able to be not have to have that issue. Other parts can mention of a person who's ill, a person who's weak, and it's difficult for them to daven all of tefillah. So they give an example of a chayla or a cholush or a zokain, so they would be allowed to skip in order to be able to get the daven what they need to daven. This skipping, which allows you to get the tefillah b'tzibur, is only if a person is going to at least be able to say at the minimum of Baruch Shomar, Asher and Yishtabach. The Shulchan Aruch mentions the idea of starting from Yetzir and the second afterwards. Mishabur Pasan, we don't do that. It brings the Mishkanus Yaakov, we don't do that. So a person would have to be there early enough that he'd be able to put on towels and tefillin, say Baruch Shomar Asher Yishtabach, and all the Birchas Kriyashma, and still get to the with the tzibur. That gives you a little bit of window of time. A person walks in right before by Baruch Hu, that's not going to be possible, and a person would daven Kesidra, and he wouldn't skip. Shabbos, we add that a person has to, besides Baruch Shomar Asher Yishtabach, a person has to be able to say the Tefillah of Nishmas from Nishmas through Yishtabach. Regards to what bracha should be said beforehand, again, a person has to have enough time to be able to say Al Tzil Sidayim, Al Kain Neshama, and Berachas HaTorah, because this gets involved. These are brachas which would be problematic. A person doesn't say them beforehand, they might be. You have a question about saying them afterwards. If a person started and didn't say L'chai Neshama, so when he gets to Mechai Meis, Mr. Burr says a person should have in mind not to be Yotze L'chai Neshama with the bracha Mechai Meisim, and then you'll be able to say the bracha of L'chai Neshama after davening also. The person forgot Birchas, started without saying Birchas HaTorah, so during Pesukah de Zimra, we mentioned before, the person can interrupt Pesukah de Zimra to say Birchas HaTorah. The person didn't realize until he got to Birchas Kriyashma. So a person should have kavanah by Abba Rabba to be yotze the Birchas Torah with Abba Rabba. And over there, you only yotze Birchas Torah with Abba Rabba if you learn right after davening. Now, what's called right after davening? So Mishnah Berurah says before, Simem Zayin, the Mikra, then you can wait till the end, all the way to the end of davening, all the way till the end of, after Yishir Shal Yoyim. The person should not be masik bedibur in that situation. So he can daven all of the dinyanim of tefillah, but he can't have a conversation, he can't say, shouldn't be mafsik b'dibur, even one word, with somebody else, other than the dinyanim of tefillah, in that situation. And he cannot be mesiyat, he has to remember that he did that, so he can't, should not be mesiyat das, from the fact that he has to learn. If a person comes late, and let's say he has a choice, being saying, if he skips the rest of Birchas HaShachar, what we call Birchas HaShachar, so he's going to say, and then he'll skip Birchas HaShachar, start Pesukah de Zimra, he'll be able to say all of Pesukah de Zimra. And he'll say Birchas HaShachar after davening. Or alternatively, he'll say Birchas HaShachar and have to skip part of Pesukah de Zimra. So what's better, to say Birchas HaShachar then and to skip Pesukah de Zimra? Or alternatively, to do the opposite? So that's a machloikis in halacha, what's better. Shlomo Zalman holds it's better to actually say Birchas HaShachar then and to skip in Pesukah de Zimra. So a person is going to be skipping in, he doesn't have enough time to say everything, so what gets preference? Obviously, so the minimum again is Baruch Shomer Asher Yishtabach. He has more time. So what should he add? He should add the kapitel of Halelu Kel B'Kodesh. He has even more time than that. He should add the kapitel of Halelu as Hashem in Hashemayim. he has more time for that. We say that then the other kapitel of the halukas, so there's no preference one over the other. And the goal really is to say all of them. The ikar of Pesukah de Zimra is from Ashrei till the end of the halukas. That's the ikar Pesukah de Zimra. If a person has even more time than that, so what gets preference? So this is, there's a lot of different sheets about this. The Shabura seems to mention the next thing is Vayivorach David till the Shem Tifratecha. He has more time, he should say the Shir Sayyam or Satsum Vayosha. And then he should add more time, he adds the beginning of Hoidu till Halel Hashem. And then he has more time, he says Yehikavod. The Chavis Yorah says that he would give preference to Mizul Lasaida even before Vayivorach David. Like you said before, that Mizul Lasaida, you stand for that, it's more Choshev, etc. So he would give preference to Mizul Lasaida. On Shabbos, so what gets preference? So there's a din of Tarabed, a Tarab Kredim. So all of Pesukah de Zimra of the weekday gets preference before any Yosefus for Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah mentions after that the preference is to three Kapitlach, which are pretty much right after you say Haidu. We say Lam Mitzach, Hashemai Mesap and Kavod Kael, the David B'Shan Asoy, and Tfilah the Moshe. If a person skipped believing he did not have enough time, and then he realizes he has more time, so he wants to say, "Oh, don't waste your time. You should add some more Pesukah de Zimra in." So, Ramosha Zatzal holds that you have to daven al Seder. So, whatever you would put in, you'd have to go back and do it in the correct order. There are others who disagree with that. Hold that you don't have to do al Seder. You just add in whatever you're able to add in at that point in time, and that's what to be said mecha. Let's say a person skipped Pesukah de Zimra. So the Shulchan Aruch mentions every person. The Shulchan Aruch has a case of a person said none of it at all. He skipped Baruch Shemar, Asher Yishtabach. He went straight to Birchas Hayotzer. We don't do that. So there, the Shulchan Aruch says clearly in that case you should go after davening. You should go back and say it without a bracha. What about a case where what we do? We say Baruch Shemar, minimum Baruch Shemar, Asher Yishtabach, and he added some more and he left some of it out after davening. What does he have to do after davening? Does he have to go back and fill in that which you left out? So that's actually a machloikis. And the Shittos hold that you don't have to hold that you shouldn't. It's not proper to go back. So Rosh Hashulchan says, because of that machloikis, it's a shaila whether you have to or whether you shouldn't. But Dafki says, Sheba Tasa'od, if it's better not to. Actually, it's better not to go back in that situation and fill in what you skipped.
What's that, to go back?
It's considered a problem to go back. It's almost like you say praises to the king, then you ask him the king, then you, afterwards, you don't know whether he greets you or not. So it looks like after you ask, it looks like a little element, you're saying, yeah, I'm sure the king's going to do what I want. So it's a shilat. So whatever Chazar Masakim say afterwards, you say, to add in more shvachim afterwards, looks like you're feeling confident that you got your bakasha and you're, giving Kadosh Baruch Hu, flattering him in order to make sure he listens to you. It's one of the sheets of Goyim. It's not my, I didn't make it up. Okay? You don't have to read it. Okay. If a person didn't say Birchas Shachar before davening, so he said Birchas Shachar after davening, so how much time does he have? So the Shabur comes out like this. He says that the Magarama is mashma till the, so there's a deal on how to learn from the Magarama, that either till is man tefila is for sure good, which means till dalet shalos b'yom. So a person did not say Birchas Shachar before davening, he should be l'chadchila, he should be very careful to say it at least until dalet shalos b'yom. Mishnah Berurah says, b'di'evet ad chatzos, you have till chatzos, you have to say it for sure. After that period of time, there's sheitas as a whole, you could say it, and his lashon is a person who did, it does so, we can't be moich against him. So if you want to do it, you can do it. But he's clearly holding that that's not the proper way to do it. The proper way to do it is the chachila till dalet shalos, and b'di'evet till chatzos. So a person forgot it, he should make sure that he says it right after davening. Mishabur does point out that even like his misunderstanding that till chatzos that is b'di'evet, there are four exceptions. Birchas Torah is the kol hayom. A person didn't say it before, and obviously would say it any time he remembers, he would say it. And the brachas of Shlosh Ani Goy, Shlosh Ani Yom, Shlosh Ani Isha have no time limit. They go the rest of the day. Now, let's say a person went through the whole day, didn't say it all. He realized it's already after, ready after Shkia. So the Gros says you can still say it even after Shkia. That's for that day that a person got up. A person has a Shkia to say it until he goes to sleep. So a person would fall asleep, you know, put his head down after supper for a little bit, see what to sleep ready, then he couldn't say it anymore. But until he goes to sleep, a person would be able to say those brachas. And again, Mishabur's psak on that is, a person who's meichel, we're not meichel, the person who's meichel. We're not going to stop you from doing that.
Go on then into the nighttime too,
because
if one doesn't go to sleep all day and it goes into the basement the next day of the nighttime.
Correct, that's the thing, goes into the nighttime until you go to sleep. The Mishnah points out when we say Yishtab, we get the Yishtabach, so there are 15 Shvachim and Yishtabach. The person should say them all in one together, you should not say them, you're not interrupting in the middle of them. The Shloach Kodesh says you say them in Benishima Achas, Mishnah says you do not need to do that. You not need to say Benishim Achas. Let's say a person had to interrupt to say answer Kaddish, Yeshua Rabba or Baruch, he's a little behind, etc. So the correct thing to do in that situation is to go back to the beginning of the 15 Shvachim and start again. So, right, so Shir Shvach, Al Levazim Ra Oizim Mashallah. So a person interrupted that Oizim Mashallah, Yeshua Rabba Baruch, so you should go back to Shir Shvach again and say all 15 without a hapsik. Shulchan Aruch mentions if a person did not, if a person starts from Yishtabach, it's a Baruch Levatala, because the loss of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like he's saying because you didn't say Baruch Shamar. The Shulchan Aruch points out that's not the problem. The person saying Baruch Shamar didn't say Baruch Shamar. If the person didn't say Baruch Shamar, and he said Psukkah Zimra, he still says Yishtabach. The person forgot to say Baruch Rishana of his meal, doesn't say, I didn't say Shahakal, I shouldn't say Benefoshes. What does one do the other? Right? So over here also, a person would say, with the case is a person started from Yishtabach. So you're saying a bracha on nothing. You didn't say Tzuka Zimra. So that's what he's saying is improper. But a person would, for every reason, forget Baruch Sha'omar, and he said Tzuka Zimra, but he says Yishtabach at the end. So just clarify that point. Person did not have talis and tefillin, wasn't able to put on talis and tefillin before Tzuka Zimra. So we mentioned before the person would put on talis and tefillin between each kapitel, you know, each parak in Pesukah Zimra. A person could put on talis and tefillin. Person only gets to the end, and I told him between the end of Pesukah Zimra, the end of Shir Sayam, Vayishem LeMelech Kolor Sivimu Yeshem Echad Shmoy Echad, and Yishtabach. A person should not put it on there. He should say Yishtabach because Yishtabach goes back on that. And you should put on talis tefillin after Yishtabach, but before you go to the bracha of Yotzer. So that's the case with the davening early, and it's so early they wait for talis tefillin. So the tzibur would then, in that situation, put it on after Yishtabach. The only exception is the chazan. The chazan in that situation, we don't want him to interrupt between Yishtabach and Kaddish. So he should put it on. He will interrupt to put it on there and then say Yishtabach and Kaddish. Similarly, let's say the case where there was. There is no minyan, so the spalim should say straight to Yishtabach, but the chazan would wait for Yishtabach to be able to go straight from Yishtabach to Kaddish. It's preferred in that situation by the chazan, who knows he's going to have to wait a minute or two till the minyan comes. He should stop before the pasuk of Hoyashem. So he'll say the pasuk of Hoyashem and Yishtabach, and then there's not a hefsek between his pasuk of Zimra, the end of his pasuk of Zimra and Yishtabach. Let's even a chazan, for whatever reason, the talisman weren't available before, all of a sudden they bring it to him right by after he says Yishtabach, he would be mafsik and put on talisman tefillin. In that situation, he would say three psukim and then say the Kaddish. That applies also. Let's say they davened everybody said three Yishtabach, and then all of a sudden a tenth person walked in. So you say three psukim, you say the Kaddish, and you continue. How long can they wait for this b'shtika? So Mishabur says up to a chatzishah. There's a discussion amongst the poskim, is chatzishah dafka or not. By Shabbos, the Aruch HaShulchan, I'm going to point out the Aruch HaShulchan, this is interesting, Shaila, or issue. The same way we say you're not supposed to be mafsik between the Pesukah Zimra and Yishtabach and Shabbos, you're not supposed to be Pesukah Zimra and Nishmas, because Nishmas is Doisafa into the bracha of Yishtabach. The person, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the person should Pesukah Zimra say it all the way through. He doesn't wait for the chazan. He should say all the way through. There's no reason why he should wait. He's supposed to say a bracha on what he just did. So he should say a bracha all the way through. So a person wants a dafka say with the chazan, so a person should, again, we talked before the pasuk of Hayashem Lamelech, and then with the chazan, you say Hayashem Lamelech, and then say Nishmas.
All the way through, meaning including
Shabbat. Which the minigolem is, you know, everybody waits until the chazan. He says that he doesn't understand why that would be so, that the proper thing to do really would be to continue. So if you finish Nishmas before Shechinad, so why are you waiting? You should say Shechinad. So it's, if you want to wait, you know. Again, it's not going to be ma'akev as long as you don't have deeper. But and you're talking about the, a few seconds. That's what we're talking about. A person, Baruch Hashem, he's blessed with ability to say the words quickly, and the chazan is not blessed with that ability. And so he finishes two minutes, 3 minutes ahead of the chazan. So he shouldn't be waiting. He should continue on into that situation. He continue on and finish off. Okay.